This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. And thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover lots of different things every day, different aspects of life in Douglas County. And during the month of October, we do some interviews regarding the power of pink in the Community Cancer Center. And one of those is right now with Executive Director Tammy Turner and one of the longtime board members, Tom Nelson, who has come out of retirement to be in front of a microphone again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, Tom is thinking about that one right now. So I guess, Tammy, first of all, back up to kind of the original beginnings of the Community Cancer Center. How did it get started?
It was incorporated in 1979 by local community members that saw a need in Douglas County for cancer care. So they incorporated the organization and built the first facility over on Umpqua Street. And in 2009, we built our beautiful facility that we currently have on Stewart Parkway.
Yeah, and apparently I'm older now because I keep referring to that as the new building.
Yes, it is.
Which is not that new anymore. What was kind of the original vision of a cancer center in a community not that big?
No, it was, well, I mean, the initial vision was to provide care and not have to have patients go out of town for their care. I think that was the biggest issue originally when they incorporated in 79. In 2009, the vision was to bring all cancer services into one facility. So we have the Community Cancer Center along with Steelhead Oncology, who provides medical oncology for our community as well.
So, Tom, what is your role with the Cancer Center?
Well, I've been the past chair of the board for the last 3 years, so this year is my first year that I'm past board chair. We made it through COVID. That was a trying time. We survived. I can add a little bit to what Tammy was talking about as we started. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer back in the 70s, and it was my mom and another lady friend of hers who was also diagnosed. And to make that 1 hour, 1.5 hour trip to Eugene every day for radiation treatment was quite a burden and tiring, very tiring on patients. And so I was very pleased that a group of community members and I'm doing what I can to support the Community Cancer Center as it has benefited so many people in our community. And along with what Tammy said, oncology, which is the chemotherapy part, and of course we do the radiology part, the radiation treatment.
Well, and I would imagine, you know, when you've got cancer, the idea of that kind of a commute, if you will, especially when you're not super young, had to be quite a challenge on your mom.
Oh, I can remember my mom coming back just extremely tired, and of course Monday would be the first day of her treatments every week, and then by the time it got to be Thursday and Friday, she was just worn out. And if you can just make a quick trip to our local cancer center, and this was before, I guess, her second bout of treatment as she went through her older years. She was able to take advantage of the cancer center on Umpqua Street. So it was certainly a relief for her the second time that she had to go through treatments.
So, Tammy, right now, how many staff do you have at the cancer center?
We have 23 employees, and then our physicians are employed by OHSU, and we have two of those.
And talk about some of the other staff roles. What kinds of things are people doing there?
We have community outreach, who is Angelia Freeman, that does all our outreach in our community and several programs that she manages, including Smoking Cessation and Power Pink. And we have a provider summit that we're having actually this evening for our local providers free and just a networking event. And they also get continuing education. We also have a nurse practitioner who provides survivorship care, nursing. We have a dietitian, physics, dosimetry, radiation therapist, CMAs.
So a lot of different roles, a lot of different things alongside the doctor really needed to be effective.
Yes, you need the care of, it's just a big collaboration of care for our cancer patients and ensuring that they get the best options available.
Any idea how many people you see in an average year?
On average, we see about 400 new patients every year, and then we probably about 1,600 we follow up on every year as well.
And what kinds of things are done in follow-up?
They just review their tests that they may have, maybe some follow-up scans or laboratory tests, just making sure that their cancer is in remission or if they have concerns or pains or aches that they need to address, just overall survivorship.
And what types of different cancer can you guys deal with there?
We treat primarily our base is prostate, breast, and lung. We also treat head and neck, metastases. It's where the cancer has gone to a different site from the original site. And there are other, about 50% of the cancers that are diagnosed every year benefit with radiation.
Now, the building that you're currently in, not the new building, the building that's been there for a couple of decades, but seems a lot newer. A lot of care, as I recall, at the time went into how it was built and some of the things that were put into it. Talk about that.
Yeah, they wanted to provide a very natural environment where we have water features and windows and just a calming experience for our patients. In the back of the facility, we have actually a really nice water feature that patients can sit in the back and just sit there and just kind of relax. We also have a fish tank that's by where the patients wait for their treatments. Very calming effect for them because cancer is very traumatic and we just want to provide a soothing environment for them.
And when folks are in there being treated, and I know it probably varies with the type of cancer and the situation, how many hours might they be there at a given time?
The initial appointment is about an hour, but actually for their treatments, it's only 10, 15 minutes every day.
Wow. But again, it's the everyday factor.
Yes. Depending on the cancer type, it can be from 5 treatments to 30.
So, Tom, what kind of causes you to be so involved with this?
Well, again, I mentioned my mom and what she went through. But to have a local cancer center like we do is so much of a benefit to our community. And when we talk about just backing up a little bit on the times of treatments, I want people to know that if you're taking chemotherapy, of course, that can be a longer treatment. And, of course, that's not part of our community cancer center other than it's on the second floor. So oftentimes people get treated for chemo only, radiation only, or a combination of both. It's certainly a community funded thing. We don't turn anybody down. It's an area that we have that is needs a benefit of having cancer treatment of all types, and I might have Tammy, because she's obviously more up on it than I am, talk about the amount of the types of top of the line equipment we have for radiation and what some of that equipment costs that we've raised in the community.
Yeah, that's a good point. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a linear accelerator, and it's what delivers the radiation therapy, and it's about a $2.5 million piece of equipment. The lifespan of it is between 10 to 15 years, so you're having to raise that funding to pay for that equipment. The technology is advanced so much that the machine prior, it takes half the amount of time on the with the patient on the table because it's so fast and advanced.
And I imagine, like a lot of other things in medicine, it is a rapidly changing landscape about what's available. But as the new products come along, they all come at a definite cost.
Yes, they do. And we actually are upgrading our treatment table in the near future once the equipment gets here. You know, everything is backlogged. But we do have a treatment table that will go from 4 different treatment angles to 6. So it'll give more precise delivery of treatment as well.
All right, we're going to talk more about the Community Cancer Center in a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1240, 8 Lars Larson coming up at 1. Shannon Sebastian with your cue at 4. We're talking about the Community Cancer Center. Executive Director Tammy Turner in here, along with longtime board member Tom Nelson. So, Tammy, talk about your background, what you've done over the years at the Cancer Center, how long you've been there, and that kind of thing.
Well, I've been at the Cancer Center. I'm going on my 25th year next year. So I started out at the very bottom as a radiation therapist and got my schooling in West Virginia, and also am licensed as a radiology tech as well. And then I got in various different and managerial positions throughout the years. And then in 2014, Mel Cheney retired, and I was selected by the board to be the new executive director, which I had to interview against other qualified individuals in our community. Well, actually, it was an outside person, but and then I've been in the executive director role since 2014.
Did you ever imagine when you began there that you would be in the seat that you're in now?
I did not even one, not even thought that I would be in this kind of position. And Mel Cheney was a great mentor throughout my career, and has done a lot of work in getting me in this position. So,
and obviously, if you've stayed there that long, you must be really, you've got a deep commitment to what you're doing.
I do. I'm very compassionate about our community and the services that we provide to our community. Compassionate and quality care is most important in giving our community. And I just love the people that I work with. We have an amazing crew, so very fortunate.
Plus Air Force military.
Yeah, I was in the, I forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about what you did in the military.
I was actually a secretary in the military, and I was stationed in Germany and Nebraska. And Germany was amazing. Nebraska, not so much, but I had amazing people that I met, and really the military was my foundation in my ethics and determination.
I think our Nebraska audience just went down.
It probably did.
You never know online these days. Talk about the equipment, and just as you mentioned about the improvements, how it can be more precise now, mm-hmm. and even how that leads to being able to cut down on the number of treatments people have to go through.
Yes. Due to our machine being so precise, and the technology is so advanced, that we can go from a typical fraction. Typically, a patient will get 30 fractions, 30 treatments for their cure. And that has gone down to 5. So it is a huge impact on the patient, more precision in the delivery of the treatments, and it's actually cheaper for the patients as well.
And we talked at the beginning with Tom's example. As you are working with people, though, are people maybe at the front end skeptical that they can get the treatment that they need for their cancer without leaving town?
We are in a rural community, and unfortunately, you get the stigma that you don't provide the best treatment. And we are so fortunate with our community support and just our relationship that we have with Oregon OHSU and our physicians that provide the treatment. We provide just as good treatment as you would get anywhere else right here in Douglas County.
And you mentioned the OHSU connection, and explain more about how that works.
Yes, we signed a provider service agreement with OHSU back in 2020, and both of our physicians are employed by OHSU, but they reside and live here in Douglas County and are active with the community. And really, they're employees of the OHSU, but they work here in Douglas County.
Now, do you incorporate the use of volunteers into any part of what you do?
We do. Our board actually is all volunteer. We have 26 board members, and they volunteer all their time, and they provide tremendous support to me. I meet with the executive committee, which is 9 of the volunteers, which is what Tom is involved with and being a past president. And they oversee the operations of the organization and making sure that we're in line with our strategic plans and you know, being providing the best treatment options in our community as well. And then we have outreach volunteers as well that help Angelia.
And some of those, I understand, are people that have gone through cancer themselves.
Oh, yeah. We have several volunteers that actually have gone through treatments themselves. Mary Gilbert has been quite publicized in our advertising that we've done in the past. She is our current secretary. She's a breast cancer survivor, and she's very passionate about the organization as well.
Tom, when you were board chair, talk more about some of the things that you were involved in working on then.
Well, we were certainly challenged by COVID, and that was sort of a new thing to all of us. How do we weather this storm? And we had to make sure that, you know, we were as sterile, I guess you could say, as we could be. And I think what it did is it pushed back several people from not only getting diagnosed initially, but when they were diagnosed, it kept them from getting treatment. So, they just didn't like the office setting to go in and have a treatment. So when COVID, did its slowing, we eventually had a lot of, we were very busy. People coming through, and so that was a big challenge. That was our main challenge, and we just had to make sure we stayed afloat, and we did. And Tammy's excellent leadership, great morale at the cancer center certainly helped. And I would like to mention too, in that cancer center, we have the and Tammy can correct me on a couple of things or add to it. We do have, of course, our radiation part that we're known for on our first floor, and then Steelhead Oncology, which is a super group of doctors up there. And we also have Camp Millennium and Douglas County Cancer Services, which helps with medical equipment and that type of thing as a nonprofit, and helps cancer patients with their needs of various medical gasoline to make trips into the cancer center, just lots of things. Yeah.
And when the facility was built, I mean, it was a big capital campaign. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we raised over $2.5 million to build our facility, and there was many community members that made that happen. And I wasn't involved in the campaign, but we got our building, and once we got into our building, it was paid off, I think, within 2 years after building the facility, a $12 million facility. So that could not have been possible without our community donations.
And it was well supported by the Ford Foundation.
Yeah, Ford Foundation did a huge donation for both cancer centers.
And a lot of people obviously are involved in it. And if somebody, as we wrap up here, is listening and kind of thinks maybe they should probably be seen by somebody, but I know there's a lot of reluctance to that. Talk about why people should come in and get their medical situation checked out.
Yeah, typically we will see patients after they're diagnosed with cancer. But if you have any changes in your health, it is so important to get your screening, especially, you know, mammograms are so easily accessible, PSAs for prostate, tracking those and maintaining your and seeing your provider. Early detection saves lives. As you get your diagnosis in earlier stages, it's more likely to be cured. Unfortunately, when Tom was talking about COVID, it did delay patients from going to see the doctors because of the fear of getting COVID. And we are actually seeing an increase of advanced cancers because of that. So it's really important to get your screening.
And if people want to find out more, what's your website address?
It's RosebergCancerCare.com.
All right, Tammy Turner and Tom Nelson from the Community Cancer Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.